From Spark and Anvil and Voicetail, this is Gaze, in Chapter 1 of the Voicetail cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The damp woods smelled of pine needles and wet clay as the sun dipped below the ridge. A young opossum stood near the fire, her voice lost in the crackle of dry hemlock branches. She was telling a story about a great flood, but her eyes never left her own muddy toes. Because she stared downward, the story seemed to fall straight into the dirt and stay there. The listeners did not stay focused for long. A squirrel turned his back to count the scales on a yellow pine cone. Nearby, a green beetle began to carefully clean its left wing case with a tiny leg. The story itself was quite beautiful, filled with rushing rivers and narrow escapes, yet it floated right past the circle, entirely ignored, because the teller never once looked up to claim them. Bramble sat on a damp, mossy log, his thorny brow furrowed with a familiar sense of frustration. Beside him sat a young deer fawn with large dark eyes that caught the orange glow of the embers. "She's telling it to the ground," the fawn whispered, her voice like wind through dry grass. "The ground isn't listening. We are." Then the fawn did something that changed everything. She raised her chin and looked slowly, deliberately across the clearing. Her dark eyes met the squirrel's eyes, and the squirrel froze, dropping his pinecone. She turned her slender head slightly, letting her eyes rest directly on the green beetle. The beetle stopped cleaning its wing and sat up straight to listen. One by one, every creature around the dying fire shifted their weight. They leaned forward together, suddenly feeling that the damp evening belonged entirely to them.
After the opossum finished her tale and shuffled away, Bramble turned to the fawn. "When you looked at me," Bramble said, his quills softening slightly, "I felt like you were about to tell me a secret." The fawn nodded, her ears twitching as a cool breeze swept through the dark hemlocks. "My name is Gaze," she said, her voice steady and soft. "When I tell a story, I look at my listeners, not the floor or the sky." Her warm eyes moved gently around the empty spaces of the circle, as if still holding the ghosts of the audience. "When I look at someone, they feel held," Gaze explained, her voice quiet. "They feel like the story is theirs." She paused, watching a pale moth flutter near the dying embers. "And there is a second gift," Gaze continued, leaning forward so her shadow stretched across the dirt. "When I look at their faces, they tell me things without speaking a single word." She smiled, her dark eyes reflecting the tiny orange sparks. "A wide eye says they are hooked, so I should keep going, while a yawn says I have gone too slow. A scrunched up face means they are confused, which tells me to explain things again." To demonstrate her method, she began to speak. She did not tell a grand legend, but a simple account of a crow who lost his shiny pebble. As she spoke, her warm gaze drifted around the circle, resting on each creature in turn. The remaining animals leaned in together, completely caught in the net of her looking. When she saw a little mouse's eyes go wide with fear at the mention of the farm cat, she lingered there, letting the tension build. When she noticed the green beetles start to fidget, she quickened her pace. The story bent and flexed to fit the circle, because she was watching them the whole time.
"Gaze," Bramble said, "I run a listening circle in the great clearing near the old oak tree." He sighed deeply, his quills clicking together like dry twigs in a winter wind. "So many of the young ones tell their tales to their own feet, losing the circle without even knowing it." He looked at her, his dark eyes pleading for her help. "Would you join our little group and teach them how to look up?" Gaze dipped her head gracefully, her warm eyes shining in the purple twilight. "I will," she said. "Looking at someone is the kindest part of telling a story, and I would love to teach them." So Gaze joined the listening circle, and the young tellers there began their long journey of learning to look up.
The next afternoon, the clearing was cool and dappled with sunlight filtering through the oak leaves. The young animals sat on damp logs, shifting nervously and whispering among themselves in the cool air. When Bramble introduced the lesson on eye contact, Gaze stepped forward to lead the group. "Find just one friendly face," she told the anxious crowd of young animals. "Tell the first part of your story directly to them, ignoring everyone else for a moment." She walked slowly around the inner ring, her hooves making no sound on the soft moss. "Then find another kind face," she continued, "and tell the next part to them. You do not have to look at everyone in the clearing all at once." She paused, letting her eyes rest on a trembling hedgehog who had curled himself into a tight, prickly ball. "Just move, slowly and gently, from one warm face to the next." The young hedgehog, whose name was Pip, swallowed hard and tried to stand on his log. His quills clicked against each other as he took a deep breath, staring hard at his own paws. "Go on, Pip," Bramble whispered from the side of the circle, his voice encouraging and warm. Pip looked up slowly, his small black eyes searching the crowd of faces. He found Bramble's kind, thorny face and told the opening sentence of his tale directly to him. His voice was small, but it did not shake as he spoke. Then, remembering Gaze's advice, Pip turned his head to find another listener. He found a gentle rabbit sitting across the circle and told her the next part about a lost acorn. Bit by bit, Pip made his way around the clearing, anchoring his words to the eyes of his friends. By the end of his tale, he was no longer staring at his feet. He was truly with his listeners, and they were right there with him, nodding along. "And remember," Gaze added, stepping back into the center of the clearing as the applause died down, "looking is not only about being seen by your audience." She looked at each of them in turn, her eyes wide and inviting. "It is about seeing them, not just letting them see you. Their faces tell me everything, when to slow, when to hurry, when to wait." She mimicked a giant yawn, making the young rabbit giggle and sit up straighter. "They will tell you when to slow down, when to hurry, and when to wait for a laugh." "A told story is a conversation," Gaze said, "even when only one of you is speaking." A young badger sitting in the back row raised a dusty paw. "What if looking at people makes me feel too nervous to speak?" "Then start with the kindest face you can find," Gaze said softly, stepping closer to him. "Find eyes that are glad to see you, and tell your story to that one warm face first." She smiled at him, her long ears tilting forward. "The bravery always grows from there, one kind face at a time." After the circle broke up, the sun began to dip below the horizon, painting the sky in shades of deep purple. Gaze stayed beside Bramble as the other animals wandered home through the darkening woods. She watched them go, her gentle eyes following each shadow until it disappeared into the brush. "You really see everyone, don't you?" Bramble said, leaning against the rough bark of the oak tree. "Not just look at them," he added, "but truly see them." Gaze was quiet for a long moment, watching the last orange light fade from the treetops. "It is the thing I love most about telling stories," she said quietly. "It is not even the tale itself, but the looking that matters." She turned her warm eyes to him, and Bramble felt the quiet strength of her attention. "When I look at a listener and see the story land on their face, something wonderful happens." She smiled, her voice dropping to a soft, conspiratorial whisper. "When I watch them get scared, or laugh, or go soft and wondering, I feel like I have reached them." She looked down at the dark earth, then back up at Bramble. "It feels like we are not separate at all during those brief moments." "We are in the same story together," she said, breathing the same breath. A deep, glad warmth filled her face as she spoke. "I don't tell stories to be heard," Gaze said softly,
I tell them to be together. She looked toward the cold ashes of the central fire pit, content and quiet in the dusk. She could still feel the company of every single face she had held in her gaze that afternoon.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to gaze. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.